Welcome to Screencast, Kinda Funny's only entertainment-based podcast where we come together and talk about TV shows, movies, and streaming services. I'm your host, Kevin Coelho. To my immediate right, we've got one, the Nick Scarpino, the man with a three-fingered movie review.
Hold on, let me see if
that was a nice
again.
Little...
Oh, that was just sad. I was loosening it up so that when he was done with my intro, I could go...
That would be a good, like, it if your calling
cool.
card was...
People have said in the comments before that I pour Diet Coke like a psychopath.
Yeah.
And upon looking back on the footage replay, they are correct.
Upon further review.
Upon further review, the ruling on the field stands.
Yeah, wow.
I am crazy.
You still do it anyway.
I go deep.
To your right, my left, one, Tim, 30 under 30, Geddes.
I'm calling you Magic Man from now on.
The Magic Man?
Tim, yeah. The Magic Man,
that's
Geddes.
Cool. Oh, I like that. I stole it from Talladega Nights, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's fine.
It.
No one watched that movie anymore.
And this is Screencast. We are streamed... every Friday around 11:30-ish, I guess.
We got a couple OBS issues today, but we're back. We're back. There's still people in the chat, right? Let's see.
On twitch.tv/kindoffunny.
Games?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. We got there, Kev.
Yep. If you don't have time to watch this live, that's totally okay. You can go to YouTube or Rooster Teeth and catch our content as a VOD there. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to look at our ugly faces, that's totally fine. There's a bunch of... streaming services, anyone that you want.
Podcast services.
Yeah, that's what I meant, podcast services. Yeah.
We're on a bunch of new ones now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I found that a couple of our shows didn't make it to things. TuneIn's the one I'm working on right now. My friend Shari works at TuneIn.
Get so the hell out. Like that personal, should be easy.
It's a personal affront that some of our stuff's not there. But no, you might notice.
She's doing it on purpose.
For a long time, I've been saying Beyond Pod that we're there. Not all our shows are there. But now they are. So you can go check them out.
Was this show there?
I don't know. It is now.
100%. All right, so go and check that out. Remember to give us a like, thumbs up, whatever positive notes you want. If you got anything negative, keep that shit to yourself.
You don't have nothing nice to say. Fuck off.
If you want, you can help support us on Patreon.com. Like one, David, Mindtel,
the Mind Freak.
Mind Freak.
There it is.
Freak Street Magic.
Did and became the Patreon producer for this here show. You can go to Patreon.com/kindoffunny and enjoy it there.
Indeed.
You got some housekeeping for me, Kev?
Indeed.
I sure do, Tim Tam. Our first note for the housekeeping. Batman stream Sunday at noon.
Wow, what's that?
I don't know. Barrett and Greg are playing the first Batman game, right, Arkham?
Yeah, it's the 10-year anniversary of Batman Arkham Asylum on Sunday, so Greg and I are going to play through the entire game right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It'll be about 5 hours, because that's how long it takes me around about to beat that game.
Will I be here on the little side mic?
I guarantee
just talking a lot of shit?
Mm-hmm.
There's a good possibility.
Sounds like Kevin.
It's a great game. Great game.
That's
next
our, that's
note
our brand.
For our housekeeping, PAX is next week. Guild War event Friday morning. Kind of Funny show, game showcase Friday at 4:30. Intersight Championship Saturday, 8 p.m. You can find more information on all these things at kindoffunny.com/events. Another piece in housekeeping. We've got Connect Between 3 and 5 shirt and new blue hoodie at kindoffunny.com/store.
Flying off the shelves.
Yeah.
Some of our highest selling merch so far.
Very popular. Very popular.
This just in. I got an email from someone over at Rooster Teeth. We're awesome. You want to be awesome too? Get that
buy
shirt.
Our shirts.
And remember to leave a comment and maybe we'll read it on Internet Explorers. We should do that more often. Because like people are
read
leaving.
The reviews.
Yeah, read the reviews.
Instead that was talking about Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Chad. It's not Chad. It's not Chad's fault. He just decided to go all in on that haircut.
I make it so much meaner than it needs to be.
That's what Nick does. This show is brought to you by our sponsor, Quip. But more about that later. Now let's talk about what we've been watching recently. Nicholas, you watch anything good this last week?
Yeah, you know, I just started watching the third season of Young Justice, which is only available, I think, for rent or purchase unless you have the DC app, the DC Universe app. It is very weird. I am enjoying it, but it's odd.
Did you purchase it?
Yeah. I purchased the first the entire season, and I think it's rolling out slowly on Amazon, so I think only half of it's there. Even though I think the entire season's done,
yeah.
For whatever reason, I only have 13 episodes, and I think there's like 25 episodes available. So,
are you sure? It seems like a lot of episodes.
It's a lot. It's a weird series. Yeah. It's oddly, tonally strange, but I'm very much enjoying it. But it's... like, it goes between Justice League, basically, like the old Justice League cartoon, where you're like, oh, this is fun and happy, and then someone gets their head or finger cut off. And then at the end of it, every episode ends... with super creepy, somber music and a static shot of one of the side characters sleeping. And I'm not making that up. Every single episode
that's
ends that way.
That's very.
And you're like, that's so fucking weird and off-putting. And then, hey, Superman's here. You're like, all right, okay. But yeah, that and just obviously the Harry Potter movies for in review, which I'm very much enjoying. And in fact, I think when we're done with all the in review, when I'm done taking notes for all of them, I'm gonna go back and watch all of them again.
Yeah. Wow.
Just back to back to back.
Wow, you're stuff, crazy.
I'm gonna get some butterbeer and just go deep on those Harry Potters.
Yeah. I had to. It was a lot of work not to watch 4 immediately after finishing 3 last week. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I want to hold back. I want to do them a little bit more fresh.
Yeah.
But I've been like doing it midweek, which I never do. I'm always, it's like Monday night is usually when I watch the interview movies.
CJ Rock 32 in the chat clarifies, it's Young Justice is 2 parts, 13 episodes each part.
Oh, I see.
Which is very confusing when you go to buy it, by the way. So I was like, because it's not technically, it's not classified as Young Justice Season 3. It's Season 1, Part 1 of Outsiders, Young Justice Outsiders. Super confusing. But it's DC, so that makes sense.
So have you bought the second part?
I think I bought the whole season. I think I bought it. It's $24. So if I spent $24 to buy Part 1, guess what, DC? I'm not buying Part 2. It's just not happening.
He's buying Part 2.
I don't know.
It's a weird series. It's a very weird series.
Cool. I really want to get into it.
You should.
Yeah.
If you liked, I mean, look, if you liked Season 1 and 2, it's not the same. It's very much darker, and they're going for...
But I feel
the storyline's
cool.
Kind of convoluted and not really well told, but I'm enjoying it. Mm. But like the overarching like plot of what's happening.
But I feel like you're not great at picking up stories sometimes.
No, I really just don't think they're good. They're not good at disseminating it. Like the first two seasons were really, really good.
Because like Speed Racer's story, real solid.
Was there a story in that?
Oh, I just remember there being, very good one.
I remember there being lots of colors. Good one. And I remember there being
good colors.
Emil Hirsch's
I want a 4K version of that. I want a 4K version of that so bad. Tim Tam.
Yes.
You watch anything good this week?
I did. Like you said, watch Harry Potter because it's what we do here.
You usually don't bring that up.
I also did something again. I watched Endgame.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to be stopped at this point. The problem is I have it on my phone.
Here's the thing.
And the problem is I'm on airplanes a lot. And the problem is we fly United a lot, and United sucks now. With like, do you get a TV? Do you not get a TV? If
you
get
know.
A TV, is it going to work? Who knows? Yeah. But I always have this. And now... I always have Robert Downey Jr. right there.
You know what I mean? When you're watching Endgame, is that on my Vudu account?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because like when I go to like,
that
like
makes sense.
Go to continue watching stuff, it's all Endgame featured content, like the, you know, the
I have a legitimate
random,
problem.
random stuff. And I always have to clear it off the list and be I hope he's
we're
done.
We're going
to
get you your own Endgame.
We'll get through.
We're going to get you your own Endgame.
Yeah, no. So it's been great and I enjoy it just as much every time. But I actually bought it. On his account.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
With your own card?
I think so.
I don't.
I mean,
you guys
I tried
can,
to.
Cause
I put my card on your thing.
Put the card.
No, you.
I bought a bunch of stuff on your card.
Mother.
God. Mostly just like sequels to old
thing.
Disney movies
you
that I'm never going to watch.
You can't, like, switching cards is really difficult. So I think it's just my card.
No.
Yeah, because we mostly use.
We'll look into it later. I definitely did not. I made sure to not do that.
Okay.
But, anyways, I watched Endgame again and it was great. I also. As I do every week, watched Patriot Act. This week, one of the standout episodes, I would say.
What was this week's?
Commuting, like the problems with like public transit. And it's excellent. Not every episode has like a little bit that he does, but this one starts with one. And it was really well done.
Did he talk about?
I watched it for the first time this week. Like actually live, I was starting to catch up on Patriot Act since you guys all talk about it so much. It was incredible. It's so good. I need to go back and watch all of Hasan Minhaj's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really,
really
like
do.
Him. Homecoming it was a very good bit this week that he did. Also relevant to current news things that are going on. So interesting.
Next week's episode is about cruises.
Oh shit. Now do you
my
want
mortal
to ruin
enemies.
Cruises?
Yeah. Cruises.
Do you want him to ruin cruises for you? Because like they're not like there's a lot of problems with cruises.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear all about those problems.
But like I want to be into cruises someday, you know? I feel like I could really enjoy a cruise.
Oh god, that's my nightmare.
Being on a cruise.
Being locked. No, just being locked on a ship and all you can do is eat.
Yeah. That's just that's your
literally
nightmare.
I have nightmares about
that's
that.
That's your nightmare. Mm-hmm.
You get on the cruise, you're a solid like 175, you get off, you're 275.
Yeah.
It's been a week. How did I put on 100 pounds? How did I do it?
Did you watch anything else?
I watched Glow, but we're going to talk about that.
Oh, I did. I finished Glow as well.
We're going to do a Glow review
because
people are still catching
up. Now, let me ask you this question.
It's going to be 4 of us next week, right?
Yeah. So watch Glow.
And Joey.
Do you think that all of our reviews will be glowing reviews?
I do.
I mean, all right.
They will be glowing reviews, right? Mm-hmm. reviews on.
You guys are all dead inside. Let's get poke bowls for lunch. All
right, a couple things that I watched. I actually went to watch The Peanut Butter Falcon for a second time. This time I took my mom and my wife Paula because it is damn good movie. And I was like, you guys, we should go watch this together.
LaBeouf's coming back, man. I've said it before. I'll say it again. He's making his comeback.
I think he's got a real good chance. This and then Honey Boy looks like it's also going to be really,
let's just hope he stays off the steps of like...
No. Honey Boy and The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
They're two separate movies.
But if you put them together, they make a hell of a lunch sandwich.
Sure. A Peanut Butter Honey Boy.
You ever done that? Peanut Butter Honey Sandwich?
No, fantastic. But I've heard of people doing it. It freaks me out, the idea of it. Peanut butter jelly is the only thing I do. I don't fuck around with anything else.
I'm very excited to see both those movies. Yeah. They both look very, very good. And to be fair, like I do think that this will help Shia. I mean, I don't think Shia ever went away. I just think he had some weird times a couple years back, and he's still a marketable actor, but I just feel like these two projects look really, really, really good, and I think that's going to go a lot to buying some more goodwill with people he may have offended and
they
or...
They killed him off-screen in Transformers. Like,
they killed a lot of people off-screen in Transformers.
That? Yeah, I mean, like, it's insane that he was a main character.
They also killed Barricade off-screen, and they brought him back in the fifth one, so... Who knows?
To be fair, I'm not sure Mark Wahlberg's character was a real person in that Transformers movie. I think he might have been a ghost.
He's a Transformer?
Is he?
I'm a Transformer.
Hey, am I a Transformer too? Hold on. Let me try.
Anyways,
no,
I can't.
I'm not a Transformer.
I can't recommend this movie enough. Good. And I think very that, good. Like, Tim, you should definitely go check it out with
I don't know anything about it except you guys like it. So
the cool. Trailer.
That's all you need to know.
Awesome.
Don't even watch the trailer. I think it's best just going straight into it and just being like, I don't know what I'm about to embark on.
Love it.
I also watched the movie Rango.
I have always wanted to watch it, and I never did.
Here's the thing,
Tim. Rango's the animated movie with Johnny Depp.
I loved the look of it.
I believe it's 2000. Barrett, do you mind pulling that up and seeing when it came out? I believe it's like 2001. No, 2011, sorry.
Yeah.
But 2011, looks, you nailed it.
11?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like, even now, granted, putting on a 4K TV, like it you know.
Helps.
No, well, I feel like it hinders it a little bit, yeah. But the overall aesthetic of it, beautiful. They did such a good job with that movie. And it is free on Vudu with ads. So that's why I watched it. We were just hanging around. We had just watched these next two movies I'm going to talk about. And
but
then
was it
like,
a good movie, though?
I really liked it. I was shocked at how much I liked it. So, you know, go check that out if you want. Before that, we watched Detective Pikachu. Paul had never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Watching it the second time, I was like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also watched the movie Long Shot.
Oh, what did you think of that?
Charlize Theron.
Okay. My wife liked that. She didn't particularly care for it.
And Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen, yeah.
Yeah. I really liked that movie.
Did you?
Yeah.
Kubrick loved it.
No, I don't think he did. I think quite the opposite.
Kubrick
I think he hated it very much.
Mm-hmm.
But like
it's
ending.
The Iggy Azalea of movies for Kubrick.
Yes.
He has this love-hate relationship.
Yeah, the ending gets a little like. It goes a little far.
Too long.
I get what you're saying there. Sorry. It's never made noise before.
God damn it, Kevin.
It's never
God
once
damn
made
it.
Anyways, yeah, Long Shot's good. I enjoyed it. Yesterday, the movie bros went out and watched Ready or Not.
We did, in fact, watch Ready or Not. Just it was really good. I liked it a
God.
Lot.
Yeah, it was
good. I
was
worried there.
It was good.
No, it was good. It reminded me a lot of like Sam Raimi horror, like Drag Me to Hell, if you've seen that and all that kind of stuff.
Love
of, like,
it.
It has those kind of comedic elements. It's a little bit like it has the gore elements that I kind of wasn't expecting to. Mm. The girl, Samara Weaving, who I didn't know from anything really, but she was in The Babysitter, was really good. I liked her a lot.
She was fantastic.
The storyline was good.
Yeah.
It is kind of. I think it kind of falls in a like Happy Death Day range for
it
me.
It looks like it's supposed to be like more fun horror.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little less fun than that. And the tension is a little bit like
stronger.
Yeah. There's a little bit more tension throughout the movie because there are certain scenes that weren't like jump scares that like I was sitting there like, oh fuck, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
I definitely jumped like two.
And then,
a couple
times, and then things happen and you jump a little bit.
Happy to see Adam Brody back in the spotlight.
Adam Brody is just a delight. You know, you watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and he's got that cameo character in there, and you're like, where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
Just living off the
AC
money.
Shia LaBeouf.
Hanging out with Leighton Meister.
He has a GQ or Variety, one of the, like, article out about, like, what he's been doing in life since then. And
he's probably, you know what they always do? They always try to do art. You're like, that's cute.
That is cute.
He got married. He has, like, a kid and, like.
Yeah, he married Leighton Meister, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday on Internet Explorers.
Oh, yeah. Go watch Internet Explorers.
The worst show on the internet, I've heard.
It's great.
Yeah.
Kevin, what did you think?
Yeah, I liked it. I think I put it more around, like, if I, like, rated it out of 10, I more like a 7 range. So not like...
I don't think it's a must-see.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But it's definitely fun.
Yeah, I think it's a fun, like, date night movie if you've got, like, A-list. Mm-hmm. Go and check it out.
Yeah, but, if you don't have A-list, I think it's totally a streamable movie.
Yeah, wait for it to come to streaming. But, like, I enjoyed it, and I thought what was the girl's name?
Samara Weaving.
I thought she was fantastic.
Mr. Yasmin, if you're in the chat, says that's Hugo Weaving's niece.
Wow.
I was going to ask when she said Weaving right there, or, like, any relation to Hugo Weaving.
Wait, maybe not niece, maybe daughter? Hold on. Okay. Let me look. Right, yes, niece. I got it right.
Okay, good. Nailed it. I think Yasmin got it right, but...
Well, I had to guess because, you know, the chat, there's so many people watching the show live. The chat's just moving. It's moving. There's 5 people watching live right now. But they're all subscribers to us. And remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you get 1 free Twitch Prime subscription. Give it to us. There it is. For the 2 of you that haven't done it yet.
Yeah, but I just, like, I think it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Moving on to the news. Or before we go into that. Joseph, do you have any more that you wanted to talk about?
I watched one more thing that I think is mostly applicable to Nick, but maybe other people. Mm. I watched that Patrick Swayze documentary on Paramount.
Now, here's my thing.
Yeah.
Am I going to cry?
No. I don't think it's that sad.
Emotional?
You're not going to watch it because it's only on the Paramount Network.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If Joey's watched it.
I had to watch it through the Xfinity app on my phone.
Honestly, can you rent it, though? Can you actually pay to rent it?
That was the premiere day that I watched it, so I don't know.
If I can rent it for $4, I will absolutely watch it.
What is it called?
It's called Patrick.
This is Patrick Swayze or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm Patrick Swayze.
Paramount Network just got wrapped into one of those other streaming.
Yeah, it was
services.
Last week. It was the Viacom. CBS is that?
Yeah,
yeah. I think Viacom it's that, CBS. Yeah. Yeah.
So it might be more widely available in the future. It's really good. It's cool. They have his wife, and then they get people, obviously, all of his co-stars.
They got Kelly Lynch.
Things.
They got Jennifer Grey.
I guess I didn't realize how many things Rob Lowe had been in with him, and then was also like in the running for
Outsiders.
They've done other stuff together too, and then we're also competing for a lot of the same roles. So we talked just about a lot of like industry side of things.
Good luck if your competition's Patrick Swayze, Rob Lowe.
His brother's in it, so they talk about a lot of childhood stuff and how like his family kind of influenced him. His mom being like a dancer.
I just like in the trailer, they're like, he was a true Renaissance man.
He was, though.
And I was like, okay.
He could dance.
Yeah, he could.
He managed to balance the like tough guy Roadhouse Point Break roles with the ghost Dirty Dancing roles.
God bless him.
I honestly think that's one of the best trailers for a documentary that I've ever seen.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir with me.
I watched all 2 hours of it streaming on an app that I didn't have on my phone.
Well, you could have rented it for $4 on Amazon.
Yeah, I'll be doing that this weekend.
I wanted to watch it.
Or $5 on Vudu. Shout out to Vudu.
So yeah, I think if you like Patrick Swayze and are invested in his story and career at all,
I definitely think
it's worth watching.
If the documentary were 4 hours and just talked about Point Break, I would still buy it and watch it. Still rent it and watch it.
Not
as much Point Break as I want.
Point Break.
Bullshit.
Was Keanu Reeves in it at all?
Keanu?
No.
That's too bad.
You do get Elliot. What's his name from?
Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about Roadhouse.
God, what a good voice he has.
Some Demi Moore, Jennifer Grey.
Oh, that's all I need.
There's a lot of really good people in it, so I highly recommend if you like Patrick Swayze at all.
Excellent.
Nicholas,
I'm going to watch it. Yeah.
I think that's all I've watched.
Thank you, Joey, for... Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week. Okay. Now it's time for the news.
New news!
Our first story, very upsetting. Sad news. It, like, broke immediately after screencast last week, but Krypton canceled after two seasons. The sci-fi Superman prequel set on Man of Steel's homeworld has been canceled after 2 seasons, and that's not the only bad news. Krypton fan Lobo, a spin-off of the series that was in the works at sci-fi, is no longer moving forward. There's always a chance for Krypton might find a new home somewhere else, though. Warner Horizon Scripted Television, who produced the show, it's a terrible company name, is currently hoping to find a new home, possibly DC Universe, or the Warner-owned streaming service HBO Max, and I hope that happens.
I'm not too worried about it. I think that it's all but a guarantee that that is going to be what ends up shaking out here. I think the only thing working against it, well, I guess there's two things. One is who technically owns it at the end of the day. God damn it, Kevin.
I mean, it's not even close to your mouth.
All right. One is who technically owns it at the end of the day, in terms of the show, because Sci-Fi was involved and how much they're just licensing and globally where that all goes. Then on top of that is I feel like the HBO Max DC Universe Online system right now is not clear. I don't think that even they know how it's going to work out. If you have HBO Max, do you also get the stuff from DC Universe Online? Well, that's not right. That's video game. DC
Universe.
They really need to figure some shit out. The DC Universe, will it still exist? Will it be roped into that? Who knows? But I feel like there's a much greater chance of Krypton being on DC Universe than there is the HBO Max thing.
Really?
So I think that it's a timing thing of they got to get the deals done quickly so then HBO Max can gobble it up.
I can't imagine DC Universe is going to be online. It's going to be a thing for too much longer, especially with HBO Max. Like, we're finally hit the, you know,
The consolidation point
where now things are starting to get eaten up together, and we're going to have a bunch of different services that we'll all sign up for $8 a pop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just on a personal note, you know, I hope someone renews it because we love Cam and it's a good show.
Yeah.
And people should, they should make another season of it.
I'm going to move on to our next story.
Okay.
Something I don't want to talk about anymore. I'm done with this news, but I'm going to bring it up. The Uncharted movie loses its director. Mm-hmm. Great.
Dan Trachtenberg. Damn it. I like him. I like his work.
Mm-hmm.
Would like to see that movie.
Somebody needs to do a documentary about how this movie is never going to get made.
I think it's going to get made at this point because now it's going to be part of the PlayStation production thing that they just made.
I just feel like there's got to be some more story to this back behind the scenes where people there's just got to be too many stakeholders in it.
I think when it comes down to it, it's Sony Pictures is in a very weird place right now, and them adding the PlayStation production company. Barrett, do you know the name of that one off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head.
They announced it like 2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
It was like they're going to make PlayStation.
Is it not PlayStation production company?
It might be.
I think it's PlayStation Studios, maybe? You know, hold on. Let me look.
I'm sure the chat shouted it out.
PlayStation Productions, yeah.
Yeah.
PlayStation Productions, yeah, like they're going to want to do that stuff and get it off the ground. And it's one of those things where I don't see that being great for the company long term. And I think that's going to make this a smaller movie than it needs to be for it to be good. Uncharted obviously needs to be a giant scale blockbuster to work, even having Tom Holland attached, which he still is. So we'll see how it goes. But they're claiming it's going to start shooting in early 2020. How?
I mean, I didn't write down the note, but like it was supposed to come out like a year from now or something, like December 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's been pushed back and kicked around so much. I'm just so tired of hearing about this. Like, Uncharted games are great. Let's just that's enough, you know? We don't need a movie. I don't want to hear about more news about this getting canceled or slowed down, or Tom Holland deciding he's not going to be in it anymore. You know, I'm so over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, moving on to some exciting streaming news, Tim Tam.
Mm-hmm.
Apple TV Plus eyes November for their launch date, announces their monthly price.
Good luck.
Apple TV Plus could be entering the streaming wars sooner than expected. Apple News Streaming Services is reportedly eyeing November launch date with a $9.99 monthly subscription price. The company would introduce a small selection of shows before it expands its catalog over the course of several months, according to a new report. The tech company has announced the official pricing to be $10, which, you know, is close to Amazon Prime lower tier of $9 and Disney Plus's $7. So $10, that's not bad at all. You know?
It's not bad, but I just, based on the trailers that we saw for the morning show and all that, it's like I don't think that this is gonna have the legs that it needs, especially not out the gate. Launching in November alongside Disney Plus, I think, is a very bad call. Either beat them to the punch or, you know, let the new shiny thing fade out a little bit.
Right. I think that's their biggest issue. If they want to launch around when Disney's launching, and like, I'm legit excited for Disney streaming service.
D23 is happening right now.
I know.
And
I'm very excited about that.
3:30 today, as of recording, they're doing the Disney Plus panel. Earlier today, they posted a bunch of posters and stuff for like the initial launch lineup of D23, new stuff.
Mm-hmm. So posters look cool.
Banger after banger, man. Yeah. The Mandalorian poster looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So
It just seems like Apple, like, give it a time to breathe or come in, like, now. Mm-hmm. Now would be the time to act and get people signed on and into the stuff. You're not ready, then don't put yourself out there so close to Disney's streaming platform.
And the big thing right now is the morning show. And they're saying that is going to have a budget of the episodes are going to be more expensive than the final season of Game of Thrones. And it's like, all right, when your marketing pitch is we make expensive shit, it better be good.
Yeah.
What, this is Apple's morning show? What does that mean?
It's a drama.
Oh, okay.
About a morning show. Reese Witherspoon.
Is it based on our morning show?
Yeah, RIP.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll yeah. This is another interesting streaming news. YouTube Originals will be free to watch. YouTube is living up to their promise to make all its original content free. Starting September, YouTube Originals like Cobra Kai, Hell Impulse, yeah. Step Up, High Water. Damn, really? They made a Step Up? All right. Mindfield.
I think it's like a reality show.
Oh, okay. However, YouTube's premium subscribers will enjoy the better viewing experience. Well, I don't say how. September 24th, they're all coming for free.
You get it's binge-worthy stuff.
Yeah.
Like you get it all at once if you pay for it. Otherwise, it's
weekly.
Week.
Yeah, so it starts September 24th. It also looks like that YouTube is going to be pushing more like live stuff or like, you know, like The Bachelor and shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's, what's that? Reality TV stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with their next go-around of YouTube Red or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Dude, I don't know how much that's going to change. They've always been doing that.
Yeah.
Did anyone watch Cobra Kai season 2?
No. I didn't watch season 1.
Oh, season 1's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so surprisingly good that I'm shocked that I forgot to watch season 2. I don't have Red. Yeah. That's the problem, yeah. But I'll Red figure it out.
Yeah, they called it something else.
What
right?
do they call it now?
It's YouTube, YouTube Premium. Premium.
Yeah. I don't have Premium, even though despite every video I watch, it telling me, "Hey, do you want to try this?" I don't want to try it. I don't want the free trial.
I have Premium. Time. I love it. I can't imagine not having it at this point. It's so good to be able to play stuff on your phone with it closed, whatever, yeah. Be able to download videos for the plane, to be mm-hmm. able to not have ads, all that. It's fantastic. The original programming, there's a lot of it, and mm-hmm. a lot of it's trash. There's some good stuff, and it going free, cool. Why yeah. not? Wong Fu Productions has put out a couple series that are really good on that, and there's a Demi Lovato documentary that was really dope. Yeah.
So wait, let me get this straight. So anything that's been made up to this point is going free in September.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, though, anything after that's still going to be windowed behind the premium.
If you pay premium, you get it all up front, right. Or else it's week to week.
So in like 6 months, you'd have everything.
So like in September, can I watch all of Cobra Kai in a day? I have to watch it once a week, or what does that? I'm confused as to what that means.
The backlog content, I'm not sure.
I think you just watch it all, right?
Probably.
Okay, so presumably anything that comes out in September, you have to watch. It's going to be just a weekly release.
Like season 3
of Cobra Kai. Because that'd be a really bad strategy if they're like, this is all free, but you go to watch the next video. It's like, you have to wait 7 days to watch this video. I'm like, this is stupid.
I mean, it might be like that.
That would be dumb. It's a surefire way to get people not to watch the second episode of any other shows.
Next story. It's a MoviePass one. MoviePass exposes thousands of customers' card numbers. God, why is MoviePass still trying, you know? TechCrunch reported that an exposed database has inadvertently exposed thousands of MoviePass card numbers. Also reported that it's found records containing customers' personal credit card numbers, along with their expiration dates, billing information, names, postal addresses, enough information to make fraudulent purchases. The database also includes email addresses and passwords, data related to failed login attempts. God, none of the records in the database were encrypted. So it's cool. Cool. Glad that MoviePass is still around and kicking.
Keep fucking
something
up,
like 58,000 records were put out. So... Just that's stop. Fun. So be aware. Like, if you signed up for MoviePass
and haven't canceled and haven't got your shit out and changed your passwords yet, do.
Just make sure that something... God, the craziest thing is, like, the failed login attempts. Data related to failed login attempts. So, like, when you put in the wrong mm-hmm. password, does it save that? Great.
Yeah, great.
Great.
So you attempting to use every password you might use for something else.
Yeah.
They got that now.
But I have some fun news.
Give me some fun news, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Fast and the Furious 9 announces new cast.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Michael Rooker.
There it is.
Buddy. Is Buddy a good guy? Is Buddy a bad guy?
We don't know.
We're going to have to wait and see. Will he be invited to the barbecue at the end of the movie? You bet your goddamn ass he will.
Dude, you don't invite Michael Rooker to the barbecue. I'm not going to the barbecue.
Yeah.
He's talking about The Rook, man.
The Rook, dude.
Get him out there.
Is that what we're calling
it's
now?
The Rook, Rook to King 4.
Yeah, they couldn't get the Rock for 9, so they had to get the Rook.
Oh.
But then in 10, it's happening.
They're like this. What? Guys, we can't get the Rock. What do we got? Who are our options? How about Michael Rooker? You know, let's just go with it.
Let's just go with it.
Close enough.
I love Michael Rooker, though.
Everyone loves Michael Rooker. I've loved Michael Rooker ever since I watched Days of Thunder, and he was the bad guy turned good guy in that. Great relationship between him and Tom Cruise's character.
Is it the racing movie?
Yeah, it's really good. Tony Scott, phenomenal.
Oh
my God.
I really hope that he ends up being like some weird father figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
Is it MoviePass? Is MoviePass calling Nick Scarpino right now?
5 times.
Stop calling.
You guys
calling.
Keep going.
Okay. I don't like
Stop
this.
Stop calling me.
God, there it is.
Okay. Our next news story, specifically for Nick, Bond 25 is officially titled.
It's not just officially titled. I feel like we need a little bit more.
Let's take a step back.
And fucking circumstance.
Let's take a step back
for what
you
are about to say right
because
now.
Because we can all agree that up until about 3 days ago, none of us were excited about Bond 25.
Couldn't give a damn.
Cary Fukunaga, I'm excited. That's cool. Mm-hmm. We got I forget the actress's name from Captain Marvel coming in as another 007. That sounds cool too. But I'm still lukewarm on
it. Another 00.
She was a 00. I don't know if she's. I thought she was supposed to be 007.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she was too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I think he's retired in this, and she's the new 007, and then they have to team up as like a mentorship. I might be misremembering it. Doesn't matter, okay?
There's only one thing that matters here.
Because I opened my Twitter, obviously, probably 5 hours after Tim did.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it, and I obviously follow the official James Bond account, Natch. And I see the title, No Time to Die.
No Time to Die.
Oh, that's good. It's a good title.
Now, if you remember correctly, of course, based on the seminal Jesse the Body Ventura line from Predator, I Ain't Got Time to Bleed, which is, I'm assuming, what they took this from.
Probably.
What a great title.
Mm-hmm. That's
what
a great
fucking
title.
Great. They've been knocking it out. I mean, Skyfall is a great title
Skyfall,
also. Spectre. Okay.
Spectre was a great name. It's just, if the movie backed it up, we'd be like, but it didn't.
Yeah.
Quantum of Solace, I feel like, is the last one.
Quantum
of
Solace.
Like,
dope name.
Dope name. The movie wasn't there to back it up.
Casino Royale, also a great title.
Casino Royale, great
also
title.
Also a great title.
Especially the way they do the 007 in there.
The beginning, all that stuff. So I don't know, but it's one of those things where I think to my, I like to think that I have a lot of depth. I like to think that I am a smart, intelligent person. Probably the smartest in the office and the most like soulfully deep person.
So. Mm-hmm.
But man, when I see that title, I'm like, my opinion has immediately changed. I'm excited about this movie. Let's go. And the title work is dope.
So tight.
Like that. Like, I don't know if you remember, it's actually a motion graphic and it just starts to flow and then it just does it. And it's so clean and so rad that I'm like, man, they got me back. Just when I thought I was out. Godfather 3, they brought me back in. Ain't got time to bleed.
I'm really stoked for that.
When's it come out? November?
No idea.
Or December?
Next year.
No, usually, is it next year?
Yeah, I think it's like May.
Barrett, you mind?
I'm on it.
Thank you.
It's gonna be
I thought they were always Christmas releases or like end of the year releases.
April 8th, 2020.
I'm totally wrong.
There you go.
Look
Tim?
At that.
Oh. Great job. Please stop. Now let's talk about something I'm not excited for.
Yeah.
Matrix 4?
Nope.
What the fuck?
No, thanks.
Matrix 4 is happening. Warner Bros. Has announced the Matrix 4 is officially in the works after years of rumors and tales of reboots and revolving door of talent folks all taking a crack at this iconic mind-bending universe. The new film will return to where it all began. Keanu Reeves will return as Neo. Carrie Ann Moss will return as Trinity. How? Lana Wachowski. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Who co-wrote and co-directed the original Trilogy will return with her sister Lily. Why wouldn't they just say that the Wachowskis are returning?
I don't know.
That's such a weird.
Maybe Lana's taking more of a
and direct
more of charge in it, and Lily maybe just coming in to produce. Because before they co-directed, so I don't know if they're co-directing.
Well, I mean, it says will co-direct, produce, and direct.
That is a weird way of writing that. Then that whoever did
co-write. I'm sorry, it said co-write, produce, and direct. Mm. So you might be totally right. Mm. I fucked that up. My bad.
Either way, wasn't this supposed to feature Michael B. Jordan at a certain point?
I mean, that's what talks as a reboot was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing that anymore.
There's one more like story that happened.
We're bringing Keanu Reeves back.
I don't know.
He's 55. Listen, here's what I'm going to say about this before you go on. Let Keanu Reeves finish Bill and Ted. Just let him finish it. Please. For the love of God, I need it.
I think
it'll
be
continue.
Done.
It better be. Because I'll be hot if he stops working on that to work on Matrix 4.
Oh, be careful. Nick's hot.
Hot potato.
And then another news story. The Matrix 4 recruited Oscar-winning Braveheart cinematographer John Toll. that do anything for you?
John Toll?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm familiar with his name. I couldn't tell you what if we looked up.
He did Braveheart.
Oh, well, he's great. Braveheart's amazing. Sorry, I missed that part.
No worries.
Yeah, this is another one of those things similar to Uncharted where I'm like, all right, I'll believe it when there's a trailer.
Yeah. Same here.
I just personally, and again, you know, they can tell a cool story. It's a great universe, but I don't need more Matrix. We got a lot of it in 2, and then they were like, let's give you even more in 3. And I'm like, okay. I don't need more convoluted philosophical hyperbole of what the universe means and whether or not it's still in the Matrix. Whatever. I just feel like that style of fighting is not cool anymore, but whatever.
No. But, like, they must do something different. They must know that. Like, this style has been aped so much that, like...
Let me just say, this is not the sequel we want from the Wachowskis.
Because there's so much more we can do in
Speed Racer 2, baby. Let's fucking go faster than ever.
Come on, Racer X, Speed Racer finding out the Racer X is actually his brother.
Oh, wow.
That would be really cool.
Will the monkey drive a car this time? Won't that be exciting? That'll be exciting. Hey, my hands are broke. Let Chim Cham drive the car. What's his name?
I think that might be his name.
His name is Chim Cham.
You nailed it. There's an interesting theory that, like, I believe in with the Matrix, where it's like the whole Matrix movies, like, are
Chim Chim.
I hate these people. There's some cool places Matrix could go. I doubt we'll get there. We'll see if it happens.
I pulled that out of somewhere.
Let's now it's way. Time for some ads.
Do it.
Add me up.
Our only ad today is okay. Quip. The easiest way to ease back into a routine, start it up before September, especially if you're headed back to school. Simplify the mornings and evenings now with a simpler electric toothbrush from Quip. Timed sonic vibrations cover the basics of every part of your mouth and just take 2 minutes twice a day. The mirror mount puts brushing front and center in your bathroom, so you'll remember to bookend the day using your new brush. And the lightweight compact design means you can bring it along with you on those last summer weekend getaways. So enjoy sleeping in, then ease back into the swing of things with a smile. Built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you to clean your whole mouth evenly. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. The multi-use cover works as a stand, mounts to mirrors, and slides over your bristles to pack and protect your Quip on the go. So when the sunscreen explodes in your dope bag? Dot bag? Dot bag?
Hmm?
Is it dot bag?
I don't know what you're saying.
Dot.
Yeah, there it is.
I don't know what this word is.
Dot bag.
Chim-chim.
Dot bag.
If it explodes in your dot bag, it keeps it clean. Tim recently learned that if he pulls it out quickly, it's like pulling a sword out of his sheath.
It's true.
And he loves that so much.
No, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I love my Quip. I use it everywhere that I go. When I travel, it's so easy because when I'm at home, it's a stand. But when I take it to travel, it becomes a carrying case.
Mm-hmm.
It's sleek. It's sexy. Words I've never used to describe a toothbrush before. But Quip changed all of that. My mouth evenly cleaned. There's the 4 quadrants every 30 seconds. The nice little sonic vibration pulse. I know exactly when to change. Keep my mouth clean 2 minutes at a time. Twice a day keeps the dentist away.
Tim's such a fan that he memorized the ad and then had it tattooed on his upper left shoulder.
Well, that's why Tim loves Quip and why it's perfect for getting back into a routine. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you can get your first refill packs for free. That's your first refill packs free at getquip.com/KFMS. Now let's talk about some goddamn trailers.
Hold on. I had no idea that it was called a dop bag. I had no idea that. I always called it my little... like.
For those of you that don't, it's a toiletry bag.
Yeah, toiletry bag.
Like when you travel.
Like the right way to call it is a dop bag.
It's a dop bag. Yeah. Look at that. Learned something new today.
But as I said it, I wanted to say dope.
But you did say dope. You
I
said
know.
It like
that's
five
that's
times.
Why I was like, dope. And I was like, that's not right. And I couldn't get... You know
what's
when
up,
you're,
Barrett?
How dare you, Kevin, pull together the news. You do a great job every week. But not bring up the most important news this week?
Ugh.
Kevin?
It's our
Breaking Bad
story.
Movie has wrapped filming, according to Bob Odenkirk. In a fucking interview with the Hollywood Reporter, Odenkirk said, and I quote, "I don't know what people know and don't know. I find it hard to believe you don't know it was shot. They did it. You know what I mean? How is that a secret? But it is. They've done an amazing job of keeping it a secret.
I saw this story, I'm Bob Odenkirk, and I was like, I don't think anyone likes Breaking Bad. I'm not going to bring it on.
Who cares?
God, I hate
news,
you.
Though.
I fucking hate
it's
you.
Not good news. Like,
what do you mean
more.
It's not good news?
When I watch a trailer and I'm like, that's an intriguing story I'm going to watch, then it'll be news.
It's been up in the air if this thing has actually been real, and Odenkirk just kind of like...
No, we knew it was happening.
It wasn't officially announced.
Yeah, it was. Everyone
knew. Wasn't.
Whatever.
No, it wasn't.
You're so
this
wrong,
was like a weird,
I'm wrong.
Like,
yeah,
I'm wrong. We've been talking about this for months.
Odenkirk basically like accidentally like confirmed this when he wasn't supposed
cool,
to.
Cool. So
who
that's
is Odenkirk.
Happen. He's
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah,
Bob Odenkirk.
But who is that?
Is he actually
he's
Bob?
Better call Saul.
He's Saul. He's Saul Goodman okay. from Breaking
Saul
Bad.
Goodman.
Yeah.
Also, like, do we trust him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he shot the movie.
I
presumably
like
he was like on set, was like, it's happening, so I can tweet about it, right? Ooh, look at me, Instagram. Hello.
he's also involved with Better Call Saul, the show, so I imagine he
is it still happening?
Yeah.
Huh.
God, I hate you. Yeah. It's a very important show, and whatever. All right.
Let's go some trailer talk. So then we can come back and talk about some Spider-Man. All right, first trailer we're talking about is Villains. What do you guys think?
I recommend that everybody go watch this trailer right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just called Villains. It's a weird little art film coming out in September.
Looks cool. Looks
I'm rad. Really into it.
I think his name is Jeffrey Donovan. He was in Burn Notice. He was like the lead character in Burn Notice. I love that actor.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Who's
Kira Sedgwick.
The
couple is Kira Sedgwick and Jeffrey Donovan. And they're so weird. He's such a weird.
Yeah.
He
it's
was
cool,
he
right?
He was in something else where he played like a sniper or something on someone's team. I can't. I got it. That's going to kill me. But he's great. It looks great. Stylistically weird as shit.
Yep.
It's really like weird. A small cast.
It's very bright and vibrant, but it is a semi-horror movie.
But
it reminds me of Resident Evil 7, but
yes.
Very bright and cheery.
Yep.
Which is even more off-putting.
But see, I don't know if you're talking about a game or is there a seventh movie?
The game.
Okay.
Where they like, you're kind of like captured by people in a house and like
yes
a lot it's of terrifying. Vibes.
Apologies he was in he's in Sicario and I think he's in Day of the Soul of Dad as well where he plays just like one of the side characters on the team and he's fucking awesome. He's a cool actor.
This movie looks
weird
really
and
cool.
Twisted.
Yeah. It looks weird and it looks good
stylistically beautiful as well. I like the juxtaposition of like really twisted fucked up things happening but in this beautifully colorful like vibrant house
but like yeah, real cool. It's not colorful in the way that's like Disney like no. magic bullshit. It's
like way too colorful like Speed Racer.
Yeah, it's not like that,
which doesn't matter. I like that. There's certain scenes though, like when we see them discover the girl that's chained up downstairs.
Great reveals.
Where it's like, oh, the whole room is dark and scary looking. It looks like it's like from a different movie. And I'm very excited to see how they transition through stuff.
Looks
also,
dope.
Like, what is going on with that little kid that's just biting people?
The trailer did everything it needed to, which is, like, intrigue me and then give me that moment of, like, oh, there's mystery that I want to find out what's going on. And then it ended with, like, oh, and it's coming next month, so it's attainable. The Magic 3.
Now let's talk about another movie. The next trailer is The Report.
This looks awesome.
Doesn't it?
Is this the one with
Adam
Driver?
Driver. Yeah. With Kylo.
Cool.
This looks like it's going to be a really intense movie that I'm probably not going to watch just because...
It's very much, I mean, and I'm judging this based off of both the subject matter and the actual style of motion graphics, but it very much is Zero Dark Thirty. Kind of that, like, behind the scenes of what's happening with the fight against terrorism and how the United States kind of skirts the line of morality with Guantanamo Bay and what we can do with waterboarding. It looks fucking intense. And he looks... I mean, you forget that Adam Driver is a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't forget about
that. He's like, you don't really let us forget. He's so good.
He's very, very good.
He does so many different types of roles. Like,
but
he's
like
fantastic.
Playing this subdued like reporter who's kind of embroiled in this story that is way bigger than him, and he realizes he's in over his head. And the cast is unbelievable for this. So I'm in. It's Amazon Studios, is that right?
I didn't notice that.
Let me look.
I'm in too, though. This looks great.
Yeah.
Too serious for me. Like, it just looks like it is just so, like, overly.
Here's the thing. I'm
dropped.
In. I don't think I'm going to watch it until it comes out to, like, whatever
Amazon
streaming.
Studios. Presumably, they'll follow the same model they've been following with these movies. They'll release it for probably a couple, 2-3 weeks in theaters just to make sure it can get an Oscar, and then it'll be out on Amazon Studios if you have Amazon Prime. So that's awesome, and I will watch it on Amazon Prime because this is definitely one of those movies that I think you're going to have to pay attention to, and I don't want someone in the movie theater just annoying me with.
Yeah.
But it looks great.
Whatnot. All right, next trailer I want to talk about. It's just Antlers. It's called Antlers.
Kerry Russell.
This movie looks terrifying.
I'm not watching this movie.
Yeah, I'm not watching either. It looks like a horror movie, but the type that I don't really like.
Yeah.
Where it's like more suspense horror. Yeah. And it's like there was too many things in this that I felt were cookie cutter. Like, oh, you're using the little kid. That seems off and weird and creepy. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm fine. I've seen this before.
Who's directing? Did anyone notice?
No.
I saw Guillermo del Toro's name. But I don't know that he was just producing it or...
Well, it's funny because every time I see this, I keep thinking about, like, are they making a movie about Greg's college career?
It's just Antler. No,
Antler?
No, Antlers, but no, the.
Antler. Antlers. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I've recently been more okay with going to watch scary movies.
Scott Cooper is the director of it.
Interesting. Is Guillermo del Toro doing anything for it?
I feel like he is. I'm not seeing it on the... Let me look at the IMDb. Hold on.
Yeah, it's produced.
It's produced by Guillermo. Scott Cooper, though. Why does that sound familiar?
Scott Cooper.
Nope. No idea who this guy is. No? Cool.
I thought this movie looked cool. I'm getting more into scary movies. Paula loves them, so there's a good chance I might go check this one out.
Perfect.
I think it's going to be good.
This looks like a Kevin Coelho movie right there. Like, this looks like your kind of level of, like, that. You like that style of horror movie. This is going to be too scary for me. Yeah. Well, like, just twisted and, like, you don't know what's going on. I mean, it smacks with, like, I'm trying to think of an analog. It kind of reminds me of, like, True Detective-y, kind of, where it's just going to be that real hard, slow buildup of tension where by the end of it, you're like,
with freaky body morphing things happening, All right, moving on to the next trailer, which I'm very interested to talk about. Silicon Valley Season 6.
The final season.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, right? Okay, good.
I take a little bit, and here's what I'll say. Uh-huh. And this is, again, being the deepest person here, I'm going to talk about a very superficial thing. Why is Kumail Nanjiani jacked now?
What do you mean,
is
why? He? We have the answer.
He's so jacked.
I did not notice that.
He just walked in like The Rock and was like, what's up?
I'm a superhero. It's time.
Is he a superhero?
He's in Eternals.
Do you not know this?
He's what?
He's going to be in the Eternals in MCU.
The new, like, a new, like...
Which is next year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he has to get jacked up.
The planification is happening hard, man, with Kumail.
Can somebody cast me in a superhero movie so I have...
No excuse.
...cause to get jacked out of my mind?
Yeah. So that's why he's doing it.
Good for him, though. Can you put your arms down? Because I can't. Too much tricep and lat.
I like when he imagines what it would like to be super jacked.
Man, I sit in the mirror sometimes and I just cover parts of my body. And I'm like, that's what I look like with abs. I just do this. That's what abs would look like.
Great. I thought this trailer was as funny as the show's been the last couple seasons, which is very funny.
Yeah.
The plot hasn't been great since season two, probably.
Just like the part where he goes to Jimmy O. Yang, he's like, are you doing something illegal in here? And he's like,
Yeah.
I just love the, I need a pace. And he like tries to pick it up. I'm like, they're just razor sharp. They know what they're doing there. Weird way to close it out. Seems a little too grand for my tastes.
Well, if you remember how last season ended, it ended with them like getting their dream of forming the internet. And they go and they've got that gigantic building, like, you know, that was just like totally CG, but like, you know, huge. So presumably we're coming back to a company that is the size of Google now, right? Something to that degree. And it's going to be hilarious.
I don't remember how last season ended.
It ended with him. It ended with, if I recall correctly, it ended with the guy from Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu.
Hulu giving him the rights to signing off the rights and saying,
they
go for it.
Internet.
And they're making a new internet. That's totally run by
Internet
the people, 2. For the people, of the people, or whatever it is.
Right.
Internet 2. So it's not, no one's stealing information. And that's what this is all about.
It's exciting stuff.
It's interesting.
And I'm also really excited that it's ending.
Me too.
I don't like it when shows go on forever.
Yeah.
This could have been a show that could have gone on for a little longer.
It could have.
But I'm happy that they're going to have a conclusion to it.
I think the internal struggles of the show started showing last season.
Mm.
And unfortunately, that had to do a lot to do with TJ Miller and them not getting along with him. And it's unfortunate because his character was great.
I feel like there were issues with the season before that, too. They got into this thing where, like, for season one and two, maybe even three, were like build up where they would do something, build up to it, everything would go wrong, and then they'd figure out a solution.
And it became Monster of the Week, where every episode it was build up and fall.
And it's just like, this isn't fun. Like, you have to make us care more about like problems.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, just give a shout out to, I think it was like the second to last season, or episode of season two, where they start talking about
the dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the best scenes of the whole thing, where they're statistically trying to figure out how many people they can jack off.
How many at one time?
God, what a show.
Now, the last trailer, which I put in specifically for one, Tim Geddes, The Politician.
You know me well.
I do.
I hadn't known about this at all.
Uh-huh.
The Politician is going to be a show coming out next month on Netflix. It is essentially one of those shitty Netflix movies, but it's a season of a show instead, and I can't fucking wait. It has every actor or actress that I like in one thing. Mm-hmm. It's the story of the dude from Pitch Perfect wanting to be president, and Zoe Deutsch is in it.
Yep. He's trying. He's really running for is that like, Zoe Deutsch? Class president, it is Zoe right? Deutsch. He's running for class president.
Yes, but he wants to one day be
yeah, the be president. President. And like, God, I love that
dumb high school drama. It had some great lines.
What's it called again?
The politician.
The politician.
Because the guy, because the main, the other main character in it is from some other stuff, right? I felt like I was in like Pitch Perfect or something. Ah, that's gonna bug me. I'm sorry. I'll look it up.
It's okay. He's not listening.
Yeah, it's fine.
He's from Pitch Perfect. That's what Tim started with.
I apologize.
But yeah, the it looks really funny in the way that there's no way this show is gonna be phenomenal, but it's gonna be damn fun. And what's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow's in it,
which is so interesting. Really bizarre. Yeah.
But maybe you'll still remember being part of this. Maybe not. We'll have to see in 10 years when they do interviews about it. Mm. Still doesn't know she's in the MCU at all.
That was taken out of context.
No, it wasn't.
Really?
Have you not seen the updates to this?
No.
It keeps getting better.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, Samuel L. Jackson was in this? They're like, yes.
No, she doesn't watch them. She has no idea.
There's so much shit where it's like she just had Sebastian Stan like went up and said, she had no idea who he was.
That's so sad. For Sebastian Shaw. You know?
Yeah.
Because.
Stan?
Stan.
Yeah.
Sebastian the Clam?
Yeah.
The Clam?
I'm was tired. He a lobster? Yeah,
Oh, he was the bird.
Crab.
That's what he was.
He was a crab.
Which one was the crab?
What was the name of the bird?
What was the name of the bird?
Sebastian, yeah. Scuttle?
Yeah.
Scuttle.
Scuttle's the name of the bird.
That's a great name.
Right?
I don't remember that, but whatever.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our big story of the day. Something that's wildly depressing. And I've been thinking about it all week. Spider-Man. Is he out of the MCU?
Not a great week for Tom Holland, I'll tell you that.
No.
With the with the Uncharted movie,
director.
Not knowing what's going on with that, and him potentially having a career-ending move by Disney and Sony, splitting these two things up.
A career-ending move.
Let's put it this way. Well, not career-ending, but let's put it this way. It didn't fare so well for the last couple actors that were on their own with Spider-Man movies over on the Sony camp. So, let's just... Tom Holland's in a good place right now, but man, if they start turning out movies like Amazing Spider-Man 2, it's not going to go well for him.
I'm not worried about Tom Holland. I'm worried about us, the viewers, the people.
I'm right there with you, Tim.
This is horrible. This sucks. And it's not the end of it, which is the only thing that gives me hope. There's been so many updates to this story throughout the week. So much scuttlebutt, so much lies, so much headline clickbait.
So
nonsense.
run me through the semantics of this, Tim. Sony and Disney obviously was like, hey, we're killing it. We have a lot of power. We want more of a stake in the revenue of this thing, right?
Yeah.
And Sony was like, no.
We had a good deal.
We have a good deal.
Let's just keep that deal.
So pretty much that's what it comes down to is they had the deal that we've talked about a million times on the show where they were going to lend Spider-Man and the Spider-Man characters out to Disney and Marvel Studios to do the couple solo movies but also be parts of the Civil War and Infinity War Endgame stuff. And then after that, they were going to have to renegotiate. We hit that point.
Right.
There's been a lot of rumors.
I'm just reading this on The Guardian. The existing deal was 5% of the first dollar gross and all merchandising revenue with the rest going to Sony.
Yeah, so that was the thing. Sony made the bad call of giving merchandising entirely to Disney. So Disney's making billions off of the Spider-Man movie and Spider-Man toy stuff from just merchandising from that. But then, the 5% of the first dollar or whatever isn't that great. But when it comes to the MCU movies, like that is a lot because they make a lot of money early on. But Sony was like, cool, let's just keep doing this. But Disney came, they renegotiated, or tried to renegotiate, and said that they wanted 50% of the profit.
They wanted financed evenly between the two studios, and then Kevin Feige to act as a consultant producer.
So what they wanted to do, they were like, we want 50% of the profit, but we also will do 50% of the production costs.
Yeah.
So they were offering something there. Now, the thing is, there's a lot of talk of was it 50% or did they actually ask for 30%? And none of that is officially confirmed at this point, so we don't know. Because a bunch of reports are coming out of what happened and they're all conflicting because some people said Sony just said fuck off and some said that they came back with 20% and all this shit.
So was Disney, and then so the part that confuses me is Kevin Feige's involvement in this. Were they saying, hey, we're going to pull back his involvement in just specifically the Spider-Man movie so he can focus more on Disney Plus? Or were they saying we want to keep him and Sony's like, we don't want him as a producer?
No, it wasn't
I'm confused by what happened with why he's in the mix here.
Because Kevin Feige's the one that producing all the Marvel Studios stuff.
So what? So. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, did Sony not want him anymore, or did Disney Sony not want to use him? Okay,
they both cases want to use Kevin Feige. It's just about money. So,
okay. Oh, I see.
So this all happened, and then Sony's the only one official party that came out and like had a statement. Yeah. They went on Twitter,
which
and they,
I feel like now is putting us in like that high school, like,
it was
he
a
said,
bitch
she
ass
said
statement,
yeah.
man. It was Sony coming out and just pretty much putting it on Kevin Feige and being like, well,
he says he's too busy with all the...
It's not he says. It's them saying shit. Then that's the problem, is them being like, well, you know, I'm sure that Disney is happy with Kevin Feige having all these new properties to work with, and he doesn't have time to work with things that they don't own. Disney didn't say that. That's Sony saying what they think Disney's saying, right? So that's where it really gets complicated. Kevin Feige doesn't have anything to do with it. Like, he wants Spider-Man. Spider-Man's his favorite character of all this stuff, and it's obvious. He's like the face of Marvel. So he's going to want that. But when it comes to Disney, it's all the egos at the top, and it comes down to money. The money side of this is what gets really interesting. There's an article on Forbes.
Bless you.
If you Google the Spider-Man, Sony, Disney, Forbes, you'll see this article that's really, really in-depth and goes into like the mechanics of all of the deal and how they make money off movies and all this different stuff. And what gets crazy about it is when you do the simple math of how much money Sony had made previously with the Spider-Man movies, how much they're making now at the MCU, and how much they could make going forward if he stays in the MCU versus if he doesn't, it doesn't make sense for Sony to not come to some type of deal with Disney. It just doesn't. These movies are making so much more money.
Far From Home is the highest grossing
by far
movie that's Sony has
ever made.
Made, which is crazy.
Yeah. But with the amount that Disney's been putting in and with what Disney's doing, so they make a lot more money than even they would with the Amazing Spider-Man movies or the other Spider-Man, even though those are making $800 billion, right? Or whatever, or not billion, $800 million. Because of the amount of money they have to put in production-wise and marketing and all the other stuff. When you look at the numbers, it just gets to a point where it's like, it makes sense for them to come to some type of deal. Disney would have to be extremely stubborn to not find some type of middle ground to work with Sony on this. Because the article is really interesting. It pretty much says, at the end of the day, Spider-Man's going to be with MCU. It might take a couple years, but at some point, Disney's going to buy Sony Pictures. Or someone's going to buy Sony Pictures.
Or they're going to offer up enough money to buy just Spider-Man back.
But I don't think that Sony could do that, because that's all Sony has.
Yeah.
At that point, Sony would just sell its entire company, because Spider-Man is non-transferable. So if a company were to buy Sony, if Apple were to buy Sony, Spider-Man's back with Disney.
Whoa. Interesting.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
That's crazy that companies can make those sort of rules.
Yeah. It's a terrible deal.
I mean, that's really cool, though.
It does. But, and so my question to you guys then is this sound like Disney's flexing a little too hard with this? Like, do you think they pushed too hard for it? Because it does sound like they have a lot of power now, and they're like, we want way more money from this franchise.
I honestly think that we don't have... Not only do we not have all the information, I don't think we have even enough information to have a solid idea of what's actually going on. I think that the trades have reported what they know, and I think that it's obviously leaked information. Mm-hmm. The thing is, from what side? Did Disney leak this? Did Sony leak this? Who's trying to flex? Who's trying to cause some social media mayhem to be able to get something going? Because at this point, it is just shit flinging, right? Like, there's reports being talked about of like, oh, Tom Holland unfollowed Sony on Instagram and still follows Marvel Studios and all this. It's like, okay, but did he ever actually follow Sony? Or did he just never follow them? So it's like, there's people like trying to talk shit. Jeremy Renner's getting involved. Stanley's daughter's getting involved. Like, there's all of this mayhem being talked about. Behind the scenes, I'm sure that Disney and Sony are actually negotiating. There has to be some type of deal, because it benefits both of them for Spider-Man to be in MCU.
The thing is, like, Sony has done pretty well with like its movies, like Venom.
Yeah, but the problem is it's not well enough. Because for the amount of money that they're putting in, and it's not sustainable enough for that to keep happening time and time again. Whereas with MCU, it's like Sony would have to make Spider-Man movies every 2 years to keep it going, just to keep it afloat. And at some point, that's going to X-Men and trail off.
Right.
And it's like, okay, cool, Venom worked. Will Morbius? And it's like, I can bet that Morbius will not make as much as Venom. It might do well, but it needs to do better than Venom
also,
for this to be sustainable.
Morbius, not as well known as Venom.
Not at all.
You know? Yeah.
At all.
Or well liked.
So it's going to be interesting. And I think that stuff is where this might get really weird, is I actually could see some of the negotiations being them being like, hey, we want Kevin Feige to come in and help with the Spider-Man live action movies as well. Yeah. and retroactively moving those into MCU, kind of like we saw with Incredible Hulk back in the day.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Hard to believe that, like,
crazier things have happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be optimistic about this, and I think that it makes the most sense for both of them, for it them to come to some type of deal, and I think that they will. I just worry that it'll take too long and fuck up the plans like we saw with Guardians 3 with James Gunn. Gets fired, throws the entire production track, throws the entire phase off, and then...
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing with them closing off the Fox deal. So, like, now, you know, Gunn has more toys to play with. Or, like, you know, can set up more things for the long term, which... we're going to have to wait a little bit longer for a Guardians movie, but, like, whatever. If it includes... Like, if it hints at other things, that's rad, in my opinion.
I'll just throw this out there, too. If this does end up ending Tom Holland's career, we'll hire him here. You're welcome here anytime you want, Tom. Mm-hmm. Just come here.
Sure.
Do some flips for us.
The other thing is the MCU, I feel like, has invested so much in Spider-Man.
No, but that's the that's the thing. That's the heart of it. There's no freaking way Disney's going to let Spider-Man go. They're going to figure something out.
But that being said...
There's no way.
This next slate doesn't have Spider-Man... Like, doesn't look like Spider-Man needs to be involved too much, right? Because it's all about introducing all these new franchises. So was that strategic? Because they knew they might have to take a while to, like, develop the right deal? Interesting stuff.
They'll figure it out. They'll budge on the price. They'll come to a compromise, and they'll bring it back in.
Yeah.
I think that the hopefully, the worst-case scenario of this is we just don't see a Spider-Man movie in 2 years.
Yeah, I don't even... Is there any movie that you would, like, with the slate that we know that we think, like, they would have an, like, ensemble, like, cast, kind of Avengers style?
No, but right? Doctor Strange could have any type of cameo, right?
Yeah, but, like, I doubt that they'd have a Spider-Man or, like, you know, there's a bunch of people that I don't think that they would have a cameo. To me, like, that they're going to have, like, some more of the obscure characters as cameo.
Shang-Chi, I think, could have Spider-Man in it as well. I don't think it's going to, but I think it could.
Down
lower level New York stuff.
Is Shang-Chi in New York? Interesting. All right. Now let me tell you what's on streaming platforms near you. This is some of my, like, I'm going to just pick one out of each of the streaming services. Here in the United States, Hyperdrive is out on Netflix. Tim, this is the show everyone's telling you to watch.
Fast and Furious meets American Ninja Warrior.
On Hulu, Mission Impossible, Fallout. And on Amazon Prime, A Simple Favor. Very weird movie.
Very, 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 very weird, weird movie.
Is it worth watching with Amazon Prime?
I can't say it is. I can't say it is, but, like, it's a weird time.
Oh, God, this is the Blake Lively, Anna Kendrick, this one?
Yeah.
It's
such an odd movie. And then movies that are coming out to theaters near you. We have Angel Has Fallen. That was really hard to say. I don't know. Angel Has Fallen, right?
Yes.
Ready or Not. Britney Runs a Marathon.
What the fuck is that?
Have you not seen this trailer? It's a, like, party girl that's, like, really unhealthy. Decides, like, she has to get healthy.
Oh, it's, and what's her name?
It changes her whole life, and it's about that. It looks interesting.
Jillian Bell, who was in
Workaholics.
Workaholics, 29 Jump Street. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, she's very funny.
Oh, buddy.
This next movie, really interesting, and, like, I remember watching a trailer for it at one point. It's just weird that, like, I feel like it went totally silent, but Jacob's Ladder, the remake.
Right.
Is coming out this week.
What a weird.
Right? Weird. Seems like out of nowhere.
We'll see about that.
The trailer looked really cool, but, you know, Jacob's Ladder, weird goddamn movie.
That was a weird movie.
Yeah. So last week I asked you for your topics, favorite unheard of movie, favorite underrated movie. Some of you wrote in. Here's what you said. Actually, a lot of you guys wrote in. Thank you guys for all the support. I try to pick the interesting ones, the unique ones.
And some of the boring ones. We did that too.
Pixel Bagel says, underrated movie, Under the Silver Lake. Will most likely become a cult classic.
It's definitely.
And it's a shame it didn't get a chance at a wider box office. Andrew Garfield was so great in it, and I couldn't recommend it more. Watch it on Prime when you have a chance. It's from the guy that made It Follows, the horror movie. I 100% agree. That movie's fantastic.
I liked it a lot.
Weird as shit, though. Very weird.
It's an art film.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, it's not, it's an unabashed art film, let's put it that way. It's not trying to be anything other than a weird ass art film, but I liked it a lot. I like the style of it, like the way it's shot. And I like Andrew Garfield. I just don't like him when he's dressed up as a spider.
Sure. Spider-Man. There it is. C Squared says, let me tell you about one of those most underrated comedies out there, Clue. Based on the board game, Clue is a terribly funny murder mystery that I often get over that I feel often gets overlooked when people talk about the best comedies. The cast is fantastic, featuring Tim Curry, Madeline Kahn,
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd and Michael Keaton. No, McKean. That's it.
Michael McKean. Yeah.
Yeah. All of whom kill it with their performances. If you're out for a laugh, I can't recommend Clue enough. Clue's a damn good movie.
I'll say this. That must be a generational thing, because growing up, Clue was not a cult classic. It was a classic. It was a phenomenally respected comedy movie starring like some of the greatest comedic improv actors of the time. And I watch that movie maybe once every couple years. I keep it queued up. I think it's on Amazon Prime right now. Is that what you said? It's somewhere for streaming. I think it's on Amazon Prime or Netflix. I have it queued up someplace just on the odd chance that the missus and I want to go down that road, because it's a great movie.
Yeah,
great. I really enjoyed it. Legitimately great movie.
What a like
great
cool
board game
thing.
Also,
you ever play it?
Yeah.
Huh.
In the '80s, before they made the movie, or after they made the movie, I can't remember which one came first.
One of my favorite things about it is when it had a theatrical release, it had three different endings that went out randomly. So depending on where you saw it, it had a different ending.
Because they replay all the endings now for Shumi, you get all three endings.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. If you watch the movie on video, it'll go, this is how it could have ended. This is how it could have ended. This is how it really ended.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's the killer is different each time.
Yeah.
I like the last ending personally.
Wesley LeBlanc. That's it.
LeBlanc
says, "Her. It's a fantastic, strange love story with some really gorgeous cinematography. Such a good use of neon that really showcases just how damn good of an actor Joaquin Phoenix is." Dope score too. Yeah, also, dude. Her is phenomenal.
You can listen to Scarlett Johansson's voice for 2 hours. I can think of worse ways to spend my time.
Yeah.
Who directed her? That was a big director, right?
Really big director, right?
Who directed her?
I'm looking it up.
All right. I want to say it was Danny Boyle, but it's not Danny Boyle.
No, isn't it someone with a Spanish name?
We're going to look at it. It is Spike Jonze.
No, way off. Way off on
totally
that.
Totally off on that.
Yeah, very off.
That's from that, too.
Yeah.
But was it underrated? Did it not get the Oscar?
Yeah, it got. I don't think it was underrated. I think people were like,
but
"That's a great movie."
But I included it in here because it's a movie I love so much.
Sure.
NetVu says a movie I think is overlooked is Burning, 2018. It's a Korean psychological mystery. It's my third favorite film of last year, after Into the Spider-Verse and Searching.
Wow.
And the less you know about it, the better. Also, if you haven't done so, listen to Barrett and watch Blindspotting.
Do it.
All right, well, next week for the bronze tier topic, I want you to give me some recos. It's been a little while, and I want you to tell me what you're watching and what we should be watching. Remember to keep them short. 140 characters. Not too much more.
Sorry. Just looking at Spike Jonze, director of Her, also directed Aziz Ansari's newest comedy special.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do the right thing.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Nope, that's Spike Lee.
Do the right thing.
Yeah. If you want, you could follow us on social media. You can follow Nick at Nick_ Scarpino.
Yep. You can also check out my Wiki Feet page if you want.
They're not the same person.
No, Spike Lee and Spike Jonze, very different.
Wow. I've learned something today, folks.
I didn't want to make a big deal about it, but I'm real confused right now.
Yeah.
You can follow Tim at Tim Geddes.
Wow.
On all social media platforms. You can follow
Shut
me.
Shut up. Spike Jonze is very white.
Very white guy.
Yeah. Very white.
Spike Lee.
Kind of funny,
black.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. Go watch a movie. Peanut Butter Falcon's still my number one, but if you don't want to check that out or if you've already watched it, go watch what's the movie called? Ready or Not?
Ready or Not.
Yeah, yep. Ready or Not. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us. Goodbye.